Hey everybody, this is Rebound from the Charity Strike, and I just want to let you know about our latest partnership with Amazon.com. Yes, that's right, Amazon.com, we are that famous now. All you gotta do to help us out is go to thecharitystrike.com, which you do anyways, click on the Amazon banner at the bottom or on our sponsors tab, and then do all your Amazon shopping as you would anyways. That simple, one little extra step won't cost you anything, and, helps us stay awesome. So make sure you go to thecharitystrike.com, click on the Amazon banner, and then spend bajillion dollars. Woo! Welcome, everybody, into the Charity Strike. We got something extra special for you today, and by special, I mean retarded. I am Greg the Rebound Jones. Sitting across from me on Skype is the angry, as always, San Diego Johnny.
Yeah, fuck you, motherfuckers!
Exactly. What's happening, you angry asshole, you?
Well, you know, you called me up and said I had to do this horseshit show again, and I said, well, what the fuck, might as well.
Might as well give these guys a ratings boost.
Right.
Is basically how it works. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to do this horseshit show.
Well, you know, I figured someone's got to.
Right, someone's got to know a little bit about sports.
Right.
Since I tend not to.
Exactly.
Yes, real quickly and get some business out of the way. Check out, if you're going to shop on Amazon, check out our webpage, thecharitystrike.com. Click on the Amazon banner. Won't cost anything extra. Gives us a couple of pennies from your huge purchases. Johnny likes to refer to it as the lifeboat or life raft in the tsunami of shit, right?
Yes, basically.
Yeah. Help keeping us afloat there. Also, check out our friends Adam and Reggie. They are part of the Adam and Reggie Show. You can get them on theadamandreggieshow.com or go to our website, thecharitystrike.com. Click on the playlist. Click on the podcast, friends, and you can find them there. Myself and Trigger Mike are going to be live on their show this Sunday, so you should make sure and definitely listen to us live. We'll all be on there talking shit and making fun of them, because it's really
look
easy
at
to
you
do.
Moving up in the world.
Right?
Doing live stuff.
Yeah, live. This YouTube live slash Google Hangouts thing allows for some pretty badass stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, they still haven't figured out how to download Skype, but apparently we can do like a 12-way fuckfest on YouTube Live.
Well, you like that.
Yeah.
Anything that's more than a three-way.
Right. So we'll be jerking off a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, if you guys need any photography help, go check out our great, great friend, Jenny O'Face. She's an amazing photographer. Took all our pictures. Sourstudios.com is the website. She'll even take pictures of you jerking off if you'd like. So,
wow.
She's great.
Better call her up.
Yeah. You should immediately. Ways to listen to us, obviously thecharitystrike.com. Click on listen to us. You can also get us on iTunes. If you're going to go to iTunes, please not only subscribe, but leave a little comment and a rating down there. Helps us, you know, move up to the top of the rankings. You can also get us on Our City Radio Wednesdays and Saturdays, which if you haven't figured out is the day after we normally air. And you can also get us on the Stitcher Radio app for those of you who have that on your phones, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you got, which a lot of you do. Stitcher Radio app, you can stream us on demand whenever you'd like. It's fucking awesome. Whew, there it is. I think that's everything.
That was a lot of work.
That was. Someone's got to do it.
So. Kind of tired now.
Yeah. I feel like I just jerked off twice.
Whoa.
And there's a lot of mess over here, so I must... Oh, that's weird.
Are you sure that's not from your dad?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I think I just mind-fucked myself.
Ooh.
Yeah, so...
That's painful.
Mm-hmm. Also, another way to get a hold of us besides thecharitystrike.com, facebook.com/thecharitystrike, and you can get us on Twitter at thecharitystrike, and most importantly, 805-419-3679 is the number to not only call, you can leave a voicemail when we're on the air, and we'll play if we are on the air, we can talk to you. You can also text us if you want to text something sports related, or if you want us to send us or want to send us a picture of your tits, we'll definitely accept that.
And, wow, do you ever get pictures like that?
All the time.
I mean, besides your own?
No, just Mike likes to send pictures of his mitts.
That dirty bastard.
I know. I get all excited. I'm like, oh, titty. Oh, no, mitties.
Right. Just mitties.
Yeah. So, but like I said, leave a voicemail, 805-419-3679, and we actually have a voicemail. Big fucking surprise. It's Haiku. Yeah, Haiku Hank, and I really couldn't understand a good half of it. So,
who's this Haiku Hank? He, I'm listening to your show. I don't know anything.
Right, exactly. Now, he calls in almost every show, leaves a haiku for us, but he's angry. Because I've been hanging out with Jenny O, and he hasn't. So this whole voicemail is like him yelling at me, and you can only understand like every other word. So
well, that's awesome.
Yeah, let's check this out. Hey, everybody, this is Rebound from the Charity Strike. And that's Trigger Mike.
Yo!
So good.
We're not here right now, and there's a good chance we're off at a Justin Bieber concert. So make sure to leave a message, and maybe we'll play it on the air.
Bye-bye.
Oh, fuck you, rebound! Fucking around and not coming at my back! Fucking asshole! Here's my episode 74 IQ! Rebound with Jimmy O! Hey, about to go postal! Rebound's going down! You motherfucker, you're going down!
Oh, I guess that was all.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the,
yeah.
In the words of the great Ron Burgundy, that doesn't make sense.
What the fuck is happening? Same guy, different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess thanks. Thanks, Haiku Hank.
I mean, is he Haiku Hank because he loves poetry, or?
He writes a lot of haikus.
I see.
And he's a huge stoner.
Right.
The
haiku, is that, so was that his version of a haiku poem?
Yes. Him?
I see.
Sadly.
Man, he had great listeners.
Right. This is our listener base here.
Yeah.
I don't know how I have refrained from killing myself.
I know, really, because, right. I mean, after listening to that, I mean,
yeah,
why would you be positive?
Right, and apparently I'm stealing his girl,
right,
Jenny O. So, yeah.
A dirty Jenny O.
I know. She is dirty. Dirty indeed. In fact, apparently she likes being fucked in the ass.
I want you to fuck me in the ass.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty nice, right? So... anyways, we'll move on to less depressing.
Sounds like you're going to be busy for a while.
I know, right? A good 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Move on to some important news of the day. Probably the most important news of the day. Chick of the day. Her name is Carly Montana. Must be sister of Hannah.
Right?
Yeah. You can check her out at Carly, K-A-R-L-I-E, Montana, M-O-N-T-A-N-A, on Twitter. She likes to twit pictures of her titties.
Oh.
So that's always a plus. And she's fucking hot. So make sure and check her out. Go jerk off a couple times.
Who's this, Carly Montana?
I don't know who she is. I just found her, and she's hot.
Oh, I'm going to check her out right now.
Yeah, maybe you could do a little jerk sesh. While
I got to Google this bitch or what?
Yeah, go to Twitter if you know how to do that. I'm sure you can Google her, too.
Is she on Google? Everyone's on Google.
Even the Charity Strike's on Google. So.
Man, you guys are amazing.
Right, aren't we? I think most of it says... What is that shitty show? And then it says the Jerry Shrek next to it.
Hey, there she is.
Yeah, pretty hot, right?
She also has a lot of naked pictures.
Yeah, I won't complain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check out Carly Montana and her very nice titties.
And where did you find her at?
On Twitter.
Wow.
I do a little twatting here and there, you know, for the show. Nice. Come across some hot bitches. Everybody that the show follows on Twitter is either sports-related or hot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't have time for the rest of you.
Wow. Who does?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I guess we should move on to a little sports news. Though then again, this isn't really sports news. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to miss 2 races after having 2 concussions.
It's a little crazy, huh?
Yeah. Does anybody care, though, really? It's fucking racing.
Well, some people do care. A lot of your listeners in the... I mean, I guess no listeners in the deep south.
I know Adam and Reggie like... Well, Adam likes racing.
He'll have something to say about that.
Right, can't wait. It's gonna be great.
Well, I guess he was close to winning maybe some of the actual cup.
Mm.
But now that he's out of the races, it pretty much puts him out of the race, so to speak.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to those of you who like racing, there you go. To the rest of the world, who gives a fuck?
Right.
It should have been like a who gives a fuck thing. I should have played the song. Yeah, fuck me. Anyways, real sports time. Basketball news. Kobe's been talking some shit lately.
Yeah, right?
I like this a lot. Kobe was talking about, I think it was like, the 05-06 season when, the team was Kobe. They had Smush Parker, Kwame Brown, who else was on the team? Brian Cook was on that team, Devin George. They were talking to him, sorry?
Some Russian guy or...
Yeah.
That's the name or whatever.
Something, yeah. Medvedenko, I think it was.
Yeah, some bullshit.
Stan Medvedenko or something. Yeah. They were talking about that season. Kobe the other day said, quote, "I almost won an MVP with Smush Parker and Kwame Brown on my team. I was shooting 45 times a game. What was I supposed to do? Pass it to Chris Mim or Kwame Brown?
Damn, I like that. That dirty little bitch. That's why no one likes Kobe Bryant anymore. He's just a little dirty bitch. Well, all he does is complain about people. And
yeah, well, he continued, and he kind of was talking shit about Parker. He said he is, quote, the worst. He shouldn't have been in the NBA, but we were too cheap to pay for a point guard, so we let him walk on. Now, Smush Parker does a lot of shit talking about Kobe, so he deserves it.
Right.
He's called him out a lot. But did it really need to be said that Kwame Brown's a piece of shit?
Right.
Yeah, just another one of Mitch Kupchak's letdowns.
Yeah.
So, but I thought it was funny. Go Kobe.
No, I mean, he just... That just goes to prove, I mean, you know, people hold him in that high regard of, oh, he's Jordan, he's Magic Bird, all rolled into one. And it's like, none of those guys ever talk shit about their teammates.
Well, former teammates. They're not on the team anymore.
But still, even now, you don't hear him. It's just pointless, man.
Yeah.
Guy's a big douche.
Skadoosh. So, well, Kobe, I guess karma caught up to him. Sat out their last preseason game on Wednesday with a shoulder strain. He did that in practice.
Mm.
We in here talking about practice. And then Dwight Howard apparently has been cleared to resume scrimmage and has been having full practices with the Lakers.
Oh,
that's good. Nice. Yeah. He was actually talking about his injury to an interviewer the other day, and he was saying that it got so bad it was affecting his nerves and his legs, and he couldn't even do like a calf raise on his left leg. So,
I think he's in the terms of the wrestling world, selling it.
Possibly. Right? Like, nice wrestling reference there.
Gotta get one in there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was worse than we thought it was. He's a whiner, so it's hard to tell.
It's true. Maybe he just doesn't want to play for his team anymore. Obviously not, so.
True. Hopefully he makes full recovery for the Lake show. You know?
That is. So, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
To watch those Clipper games.
Wait a minute, they just lost in China.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's preseason.
Yeah, it's preseason.
I can't even watch Laker games because I don't have Time Warner.
Oh, see, I do. That's too bad for you.
Oh, it's fucking retarded. I can't believe they signed a deal like that.
I can't believe they did either. I can't believe they left Prime Ticket after all these years.
Prime Ticket and KCAL? I mean, everyone has those.
Yeah.
Or Time Warner. I mean, if you don't have Time Warner, you don't get it.
Right.
And now they want to overcharge every other cable company to carry their channel, so it's like...
Of course.
I can only go to the bar to watch now, which, yeah, not like I'm not there every night anyways, but...
Right, right.
Yeah, so...
Still, it's pretty lame on their part.
Yeah, you Lakers for doing that.
That's why everyone hates Time Warner.
Yeah, yeah. So, I hate the Lakers for doing that, and I hate Time Warner for making it so fucking exclusive.
Yeah. I think Time Warner, quite possibly, is a bigger bag of douche than Kobe Bryant.
I'd say you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a pretty big bag of douche.
Yes.
I mean, and I'd hate to be around a bag of douche.
I know. Be a little smelly.
Yeah. Douche nas. Moving on. Speaking of China, though, T-Mac has signed a one-year, somewhere around $1 million deal with the Qingdao Double Star Eagles in China.
Do they play the Washington Generals at all, or what?
I don't know.
Who is that?
Huh?
Like, what kind of team is that?
That's the China Basketball Association.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous.
CBA. So T-Mac will be playing in China now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
They even played last year?
Yeah, he was on Atlanta last year, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did a whole lot of good for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't you just retire?
Yeah, it might be
about that. He needs $1 million more dollars.
Right, I mean, he was a great player, but he's so injury prone, it's just... He's worthless, really.
Another bag of douche.
Yes, another big bag of douche. Speaking of big bags of douche, Big Baby Davis, who I think is among the biggest bags of douche, added to the list of reasons I hate him, now has his own rap song about himself.
Let's hear some of that.
Yeah, you know, let's play it, because apparently Shaq's own rap song wasn't bad enough. I already hate it.
I'm turned up, got Goose and Craig in my cup. I'm with my boys and all my ladies know what's up. Oh yeah, I'm ready. Form the turn and show me love. Yeah, it's my city and I'm known to shut it down.
Oh, this is awful.
You know just what my name is. Big Baby. And I'm kind of famous. We popping bottles.
Huh?
I don't think he's kind of famous at all.
No, he's just a big bag of douche.
Apparently he's a swinger, because in that song he had "I'm with my boys and my ladies."
That's true. He likes it both ways.
Yeah.
I have a friend I can hook him up with.
Wow.
Yeah. Trigger Mike single. Actually, he's not.
He loves the big black cock.
Yeah, he does. So, yeah, go check that out. It's Big Baby Davis. It's called Big Baby Go and Turn It Up.
He couldn't even pronounce like normal English. He said "cut" instead of "cup."
Yeah. Well, and the song is not "gonna turn it up" or "going to turn it up." It's "gun," G-O-N apostrophe.
Wow.
Big Baby Gun, Turn It Up.
There's a role model for you, everybody.
Yeah. Just go slit your wrist already.
I think our theme for the show is another big bag of douche.
There's been a lot of big bags of douche.
Well, you know.
I'm going to let that play for a while. It's awful.
Wow.
Speaking of awful, ESPN and Stan Van Gundy cannot apparently reach a deal. It had been rumored that ESPN had been interested in getting SVG on some basketball shows. But ESPN finally turned it down because of how controversial he is. They were afraid.
Why is he controversial?
Well, he doesn't mind talking shit about not only, you know, basketball-related things, but the commish himself.
Yeah, but isn't that what they want? Like, that's where you're supposed to be if you're a commentator.
Right. I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, stirring up some dirt.
Yeah.
They said that, you know, they have a working relationship with the NBA and blah, 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 and they didn't want to damage that. It's like, well, but first of all, the commish is a fucking idiot. He'll be out in a couple of years anyways.
Yeah.
So I would have, I hope he ends up somewhere else, you know, TNT or one of the other networks that show basketball, because I would love to see his hear his commentary.
That's strange. Yeah. That they would not. I mean, they signed fucking Bobby Knight of all controversial people.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not sign Stan Van Gundy's nowhere near controversial as Bobby Knight.
No, I don't think SVG's ever like hurt anybody physically.
No, I've never thrown any chairs.
Yeah. So I hope he ends up somewhere, because he's fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame that song's over.
But he already had his brother, I mean.
Right. I mean, his brother obviously less controversial, but.
Right.
And I love listening to his brother do commentary. I think he's a fucking genius.
He is.
Jeff Van Gundy. But, so, hopefully he ends up somewhere. The owners of the NBA teams want ads placed on the jerseys.
Like where at?
Anywhere. You know, kind of like soccer does it. They have sponsorships on their jerseys and stuff.
It's lame.
Yeah, well, part of, you know, the whole thing last year during the lockout was small market teams aren't making enough money, and so the owners now want to find a way to bring in a little more revenue, and David Stern's, you know, not the biggest proponent to this. He says, it's something that's being discussed by the NBA Board of Governors. This is the one forum that understands that advertising on team jerseys has gone on for decades, both in football and in basketball, virtually every other sport. As a personal matter, I'm not in favor of it, but I'm not standing in the way of it. If my board wants to do it, we'll do it. Of all the leagues in the world, the NBA is the only one that has its own logo on it. No information of the manufacturer and no sponsor. And that is something that I have worked hard to preserve for many decades. But I understand that the teams may have to come to consider it. So we're going to let the Board of Governors decide what to do. So he doesn't want it. I don't think it's a big deal as long as it's not huge and obtrusive.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're gonna fucking paint all the floors green with some badass green screen paint.
Badass.
And then they're gonna fucking run commercials during the games on the floors.
Oh god, that'd be awful.
That's what it's coming to.
Yeah, it'd be funny though. They painted it green and did stuff like it looked like they were falling down holes.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
That would be really funny. So I mean, you
just
know,
put
like
a pair of giant tits on the bottom.
That'd be good. You know, like NFL jerseys have like Adidas or Nike or whatever brand made them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be bad if there was like a little Adidas logo on the shoulder. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, isn't there already a Nike swoosh on some of the shit, or is that just on?
Not on the jerseys. The jerseys only thing on there is the NBA logo.
Mm. Maybe that's just Olympic team or college teams bullshit, whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, if whoever's making the jersey got their logo on, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I don't want, like, the whole backside of the jersey covered up saying, like, come to Condom Depot or something.
Right.
That's what a lot of the UFC fighters have, Condom Depot.
Come on down to Condom Depot.
Compton Depot?
Condom.
Yeah, so.
Get it, come on down, right?
Oh, hey-o. I get it. Hey, now. Hey-o. What else? Al Jefferson spent $23,000 on a new huge bed.
Did you see the picture?
You know what? I need to put that on the on Facebook. I will do that after the show.
Thing is fucking enormous.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and he looks like a midget.
He does. I mean, he's 6'10". He looks like he's fucking 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
On that bed.
As the article said, you could fit a family of five plus pets in that thing.
Yeah. It said two grizzly bears could fit on that thing.
Yeah.
And a small car.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What was it? It was 10 by 12 or some bullshit?
Something like that. I will definitely post the picture, facebook.com/thecharitystrike.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I have a lot of bitches in that bed.
Damn.
Lots of bitches.
Or if you're Big Baby Davis, the boys and the girls.
Yeah, lots of everything.
Yeah.
Just dick and pussy everywhere.
Wow.
Vagine.
A lot of stuff flapping in your face.
Oh, God. A lot of wetness and stickiness. Last week we reported that the NBA has the new flopping rules, and since you're angry, as always, I wanted to get your opinion on the new flopping rules.
It's great. That flopping is garbage. I mean, look how many horseshit calls that have come from flopping, people flopping, and they're not even getting fouled.
Really? Okay, so you're for it.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Okay, good. Because
screw that flopping.
I too am for it, but some people have brought up the point, it's like, well, they're going to review it after the game, and then, oh, yes, you did flop, here's a fine. People are saying, well, if they review after the game, they'll see that the other team really should have won, potentially, if it's a close game, and then it'll raise that issue of, are they going to overturn the call? Which they won't.
Oh, I thought they were going to call it during the game. They're not going to call it during the game?
No, it's going to be a review after the game.
Oh, well, that's retarded then.
Yeah, it's going to be all based on video replay.
Yeah, that, why even bother?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid because, you know, then if it could have been a game-winning situation, then you'll see that the other team, you know, could have or should have won.
Right.
Then you're creating that controversy where it's like, well, then overturn the call. It's like, well, I can't overturn the call. Game's over.
But now it's like, if they're not going to call it during the game and they're just going to fine the players afterwards, like, what's them for stopping?
Right. They just hope that the money issue will keep them from doing it.
I mean, unless they do it like where they get the technicals, where you get so many technicals and you get suspended for a game.
Well, up to five times you get increasing fines. And then after the sixth one, they can start suspending you.
That's retarded. After, like, just make it three.
Yeah, it's true. The thing I was saying they should do is kind of like the NFL has the ref up in the booth as well.
Mm-hmm.
They should have an official up in a booth at the game.
Yeah.
And have them review it. And then if he sees a flop, he can call down and be like, hey, you know, guys, issue a technical or whatever. This guy flopped.
Yeah, because there's already pretty much a timeout anyway when they call a foul.
Right.
So you have time right there to review it.
Right. So I think that would be a little bit better. At least it happened in the game.
Here's that theme again. Big bag of douche, where the NBA is.
Well, leave it to David's turn to fuck it up even more.
Yeah.
So I like a no-flopping rule. I don't like how they're going about it.
Yeah.
So
at least they're acknowledging it, but they could do a little better on it.
Right. The best was last week we reported that Vlade Divac says he's in favor of it.
Man, like, that was the king of floppers.
Yeah. Of all people, Vlade's in favor of a flop rule.
Right.
So now that he's gone, of course.
Of course.
Asshole. So I guess what we got for basketball. Hockey news. Yes, that's right. Hockey news.
Wow.
Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, bird hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, room hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey.
Yeah. The NHL and the union are talking again, which is, I guess, good, but not about money. They're only talking about, like, drug tests and that kind of stuff. So really, no progress.
No progress, yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
And on other news.
Yeah. The Canada Labor Board rules that the lockout can continue. People were saying that, especially for the NHL teams that are in Canada, the lockout was unlawful because it's, you know, different than labor laws here. So they took it up with the Canada Labor Board, and they said, fuck off.
Nice.
Basically, they ruled that the NHL can continue on, can keep on keeping on.
So teams up in Canada can practice and all that stuff.
No. I mean, they're a part of the lockout as well.
Oh, I see.
They're supporting the NHL.
Of course.
And their lockout endeavors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's all the hockey news I got. Because really,
That's all you really need.
That's more than you need, really.
Yeah. So,
UFC 153 is this weekend. Today is actually the weigh-in. Just wanted to remind people, Silva versus Bonner is the main event. Or Boner, as I like to call him.
Nice.
Yeah, co-main event, Nogueira versus Herman. So a couple of good fights. One to watch is Teixeira versus Maldonado. Not because Maldonado's any good, but because Teixeira's the guy that nobody wants to fight because he's so fucking insane.
So, awesome.
Yeah, so just watch that this weekend.
Sounds like a great card.
Yeah, sort of. Not really.
Right.
Another shitty card from the Big Bag of Douche.
Same. UFC. Dana White.
It's a good theme today, Big Bag of Douche.
It is. Fits many things.
Yeah. On that note, I think we should take a break.
Thank God.
And I can refill my Big Bag of Douche. Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Okay, as well as refill my beer situation. So while we're on break, check us out at thecharitystrike.com, facebook.com/thecharitystrike, and I will get that picture of Al Jefferson's bet on there. Twitter at thecharitystrike, no E, 805-419-3679. I think that's everything. thecharitystrike@yahoo.com, all that good stuff. I'll be right back with more Bags of Douche.
Welcome to the interwebs, home of everything. Would you like to try the new Fruity Oaty Slusho?
What do you want?
A podcast?
What kind of podcast?
Give me one with affable hosts talking about geeky things they do.
I want one with geek-related news.
Anything else?
Let me see. How about a podcast with sometimes interesting topics or celebrity interviews?
Yeah, let me have the one with the fitness tips, the one that talks about patio books, maybe the one that talks about upcoming cons.
If you want all of that, why not get a combo?
You have something that has all of that?
I wouldn't offer it if we didn't.
Is that possible?
Is that legal?
You want this weekly from geekradiodaily.com.
What's that?
A running gag.
So what is this weekly?
It's the sometimes weekly podcast with stealth geeks who talk about their week, geek news, and it features looks at patio books, fit club, and con updates.
I don't know.
One of the hosts is a woman.
Oh, really?
With a sexy voice.
Sold. Geek Radio Daily has forums for geek talks, an active Facebook and Twitter page, and the award non-winning sometimes weekly podcast. All this and more at geekradiodaily.com.
Ah, yeah. Welcome back in. Just refilled my bag of douche.
Nice.
Big bag of douche. I am Greg the Rebound Jones.
You're not supposed to take a shit in the bag, folks.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it for, then?
Douche.
Oh, shit. Anyways, that douche on the other end is San Diego Johnny.
Fuck your mama.
Exactly. The angry is always San Diego Johnny. And we're just, we're full of douche today. It's a douchey show.
It really is.
That was a rough fade out on my part. There goes that music.
Yeah, that's because you're a douche.
Yeah, go fuck myself, right?
Exactly.
How dare I? Anyways, moving on with a little sports news, since it is, after all, a sports show.
Is it really?
Somewhat. When you're on, I guess, right?
Yeah. Someone's got to have some knowledge.
Yeah, finally. Finally!
Trigger Mike never have any kind of knowledge.
No, just about dicks.
Yep.
He does have a lot of cock knowledge.
He does.
So, the Giants... A little baseball time. The Giants came back from an 0-2, being down 0-2 in the postseason, to beat the Reds 3-2. It's pretty baller.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. I mean, who would have thought? Anybody comes down from 0-2.
Yeah. I fucking hate the Giants. They can go fuck themselves. But
nice.
That was pretty impressive. I'll give them that.
I mean, it's rare for someone to come back 0-2 because they only had to win one more game. And then the Giants came back and just fucking, nope, we're going to win three straight.
Yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
The Reds apparently haven't won a postseason game at home in 17 years. That's shitty.
Well, they were shitty for a while after their big run in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true. So, and I guess the big question now is, you know, what's the future of Dusty Baker? He's had the health issues, and then the team, you know, fell apart at the end there.
So. They had a little bit of injuries this year. And
it's true.
Pitching kind of screwed him up, which doesn't help anybody. But
no, get you every time.
He's still a good manager if he can continue.
Yeah. I wonder if his health will allow him to.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens there.
Yeah.
Detroit and Oakland got it on. Detroit takes Oakland in 5 games.
Yeah.
And I think... Huh?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think Oakland was jinxed. Game 5, they were at home, and MC Hammer threw out the first pitch.
Wow.
So.
Did he come out in his big baggy pants?
No, sadly. There is video of it on the A's website. And he comes out dressed somewhat normally, does a little dance with the pitcher or the catcher or whatever, and it was pretty stupid. Apparently, he was a bat boy for the A's in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
with. Bat Boy, is that code for something?
Yeah, Bat Boy, he would take their bats in his asshole.
Mm.
Yeah, so they were too legit to pull out.
Apparently.
Yeah. I'm pissed because I hate Detroit.
Why?
Delman.
What?
Delman Young's on the
Oh, that's right, your buddy. Delman.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
your friend.
Yeah, the douche. So.
See? What douche.
Yeah, another big bag of douche. So. Uh-huh. Moving on, the Washington, the Cardinals, the Washington, I like that. The Washington and the Cardinals are playing Game 5 today.
Yeah,
do or die for both teams. I bet the Nationals wish they had Strasburg in the lineup right about now.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Washington or Expos? That's what I still refer to them as.
The Expos. Yeah, the Cardinals have won 5 game deciding games in a row. Like postseason.
It's pretty good.
So, history is on their side to win today's, but we'll see what happens.
And I think this is the first time ever since the inception of the wild card that all the games have gone, all 5 games.
Is it the very first time?
Since the inception of the wild card.
Oh.
Yeah, that all the games have gone 5 games.
And it was, I mean, so far it's been an exciting postseason.
It is pretty good. The games have been really good.
Yeah, good games, good series.
Yeah, those fucking Yankees keep winning.
Yeah, good matchup. It's just been really good all around. But Bud Selig is probably jizzing himself right now.
So, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, hopefully the rest of the postseason stays as good. You know
I'm sure. I'm sure it will be. Because now you got, who's in the... It's going to be Giants, neither Washington or the Cardinals.
Right. So
that would be pretty good. And then you got
Detroit.
Titans,
yeah.
Against the Yankees or the Orioles.
Right.
So that's going to be really good.
Yeah. Well, and that brings us to tonight is the deciding game for the Yankees and the Orioles as well. And A-Rod is out of the lineup.
Gay-Rod?
Gay-Rod. No Gay-Rod in the lineup tonight.
Yeah. He's not doing shit anyway.
No. And people are up in arms that Girardi pulled him. You know what? He's a manager. If he thinks that Gay-Rod's doing shitty, then... He gets to pull him.
Yeah. Well, he's doing shitty. It's like, I think he's 1 for 100 or something.
Is it bad?
It's just horrible. His bat speed's gone. It's like he can't even catch up to anything anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he had an injury, what was it, in August? Early August?
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing fine after that for a while, and now he's just shitty again.
Yeah. I mean, just put him on the bench. Put him and his 100 gazillion fucking dollars. Sit him on the bench.
Mm-hmm. He could use that cash as a pad for his seat.
Yes.
So, but speaking of Girardi, his father actually died last Saturday of Alzheimer's. So that's sad.
That's
he didn't tell the team for a few days. He was trying to keep it to himself. He was on the bus on the way back when he got the call, and he said he just put on his sunglasses.
It was what?
That was a loud noise.
Say again?
There's a loud noise going on there.
I got some trucks around the neighborhood.
Ah, yes.
Trying to find all the dead bodies.
Oh, nice. All the ones you've hidden for them?
Yes.
It's like an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Joe Girardi's father died last Saturday of Alzheimer's, and he found out when he was actually on the team bus with everybody driving back, and said he just put on some sunglasses and tried to cover up his tears.
Yeah, I'm sure it's tough for anybody.
Yeah, that'd be rough. And he said not being in the dugout was not an option. So,
yeah.
Strong man.
There it is.
Yes. And finally, the Reds. Oh, sorry.
Just like you like them.
Yeah, big and strong.
Uh-huh.
The Red Sox are going to interview the Dodgers' third base coach, Tim Wallach, for a potential manager job. So we might be losing him, if that means anything. Probably not.
Probably not.
So, on to football. It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. That's what everybody's been waiting for.
Uh-huh.
The Titans... somehow beat the Steelers.
Did you watch that game?
No, I wasn't around for that. I was too busy getting yelled at.
Getting yelled at?
Yeah, that's another story.
sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. What the fuck is up with the Steelers?
Well, just like the saying goes, any given Sunday, which in case it was Thursday.
Any given Thursday. Yeah, it's true. Man, they're fucking falling apart. And they lost running back Rashard Mendenhall. He left the game with an Achilles injury.
Yes. So, did they say how long or what?
No, they're not even completely sure how bad the injury is yet. So they just know it's his Achilles and for a full report.
Yeah, well, it could be just one of those one-day things.
It could be a strain, it could be a tear, who knows. So, Bounty Gate. More Bounty Gate news going on, as if that hasn't been everything that's been football news for the last year almost. All four players in the Bounty Gate case have filed appeals to the NFL, according to sources close to the players, in advance of the today's deadline. The appeals fall under the new collective bargaining agreement process and follow Commissioner Roger Goodell's reissuing of sanctions on Tuesday. If you guys didn't hear, he did reissue the suspensions, I guess we shall call them. The NFL later confirmed they had received the players' appeals. The commissioner reduced Anthony Hargrove's suspension from 8 games to 7, Scott Fujita's suspension from 3 games to 1, while affirming the year-long suspension for Jonathan Vilma and the 4-game suspension for Will Smith. Goodell allowed time served for Vilma, who's still in the Saints, because he's on the PUP list, and Hargrove, who's a free agent, and said Vilma could keep the game checks accumulated while on the PUP list. Vilma's appeal comes with a twist. He asked that the commissioner recuse himself from the appeals process. The NFL fought for the commissioner to retain power over the appeals process in cases of conduct detrimental during last year's labor negotiations, and Goodell stepping aside in such a case would be unprecedented. So I guess they're basically hoping to get him out of there so he has a chance to win.
Yeah, basically.
So Goodell's an asshole.
It's all kind of horseshit anyway. Obviously, if he's rescinding the fines that he doled out, obviously there isn't much proof that these guys were involved.
Right. I mean, their suspensions got overturned originally.
Right.
And now they're, you know, he's allowed to re-suspend or re-punish them, I guess.
I read something, not on this show, because there's no sports news on this show, but
it's a good
joke. One of the bullshit!
Okay, you read something about Bounty Gate.
Yeah. Oh, that the...
great story.
It is really great. Let's go on something else. I'll come back to it.
All right.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
That took me a long time to pull up. Sorry.
Kind of like your pants.
Yeah, exactly. The Giants offensive coordinator, Kevin Gilbride, who the Giants are playing the Niners this weekend, which should be a fucking amazing game. So the 49ers, Justin Smith, gets away with murder by holding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Murder.
It's a little extensive, but I'm excited for the Giants 49ers game this weekend because I am a big 49ers fan, and it'll be like a repeat of the playoffs last year.
It's true. Should be a nice game.
Should be a good fucking game. If anybody's going to watch the game, make it that one.
Wow. Will you be watching?
Yes. Well, hopefully. Probably because I'll be at your house.
That's true.
So.
He may be passed out drunk.
There's a good possibility of that.
Nice.
Very high possibility.
Nice.
So, Matt Castle is officially out this weekend versus Tampa Bay. Brady Quinn will be replacing him. We reported that he had a concussion last weekend and apparently was not recovering well enough to play this week. Though RG3, who had a concussion last weekend, is at this point on track to start Sunday against the Vikings.
Depends on the severity of the concussion.
Yeah. The fans, I don't know if you heard this, because I know you listen to all of our shows, apparently got a group of fans got together, hired one of those planes that has messages behind them, and wrote a message to bench Matt Castle last weekend before the game.
Oh.
Had it fly over the stadium. And
cool.
I know. And then when he got taken out of the game with his concussion, they all started cheering.
Wow.
It's kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, those fat fucks are bad on their fans.
They really are. Those dirty, dirty, dirty fat fucks.
Dirty indeed.
They're all big and fat, and they just love eating.
Well, that's what comes with being fat.
They probably have skin disease and all that shit.
Nasty.
Dirty Chiefs fans.
Oh, God. They love barbecue sauce.
They do.
The Jets guard, Matt Slauson, has been fined $10,000 for his season-ending hit on Houston's Brian Cushing. Off that hit, he tore his left ACL.
Yeah, I've not seen the clip of the hit, but...
I haven't been able to find it yet either.
Yeah.
When I do, I'll post it on Facebook.com/TheCharityStrike.
Nice.
But nice little cheap plug there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I want to see this hit because apparently he rolled into him and it caused him to tear his left ACL. So they won't officially announce the fine till today. They only announce their fines on Fridays, the NFL.
But, right. So, well, because there's that fine line of tackling and diving at someone's knees, which is called clipping. So I don't know. I'd have to see what the video looks like. See if it was worth the $10,000 or not.
Right. Yeah, I hope so. They're denying it and appealing the fine. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. Speaking of news that doesn't matter, and Big Bags of Douche, it came out accidentally that Michael Vick owns a dog.
Well,
yeah.
He's healing himself.
Right.
That's what the big deal is. Yeah, he fucking went to jail for doing the dog case, but
right.
There's nothing against the rules. You can't own another dog.
Yeah, doing a doggy
stuff. Obviously, he's not going to do it again.
Right. So I mean, he got caught once. Why wouldn't he get caught again?
Right.
Apparently,
he's out there thinking something's going to happen again.
Yeah. He took a picture of, you know, like, of his family or whatever, and in the background, there was a bag of dog biscuits.
Mm.
And people started noticing that. That's how it came out. He wasn't meaning to, you know, publicize the fact that he owns a dog. Obviously, he wouldn't want to.
No.
So he had to actually release a statement, which is even stupider. He said, I understand the strong emotions by some people about our family's decision to care for a pet. As a father, it is important to make sure my children develop a healthy relationship with animals. I want to ensure that my children establish a loving bond and treat all of God's creatures with kindness and respect. Our pet is well cared for and loved as a member of our family. This is an opportunity to break the cycle. To that end, I will continue to honor my commitment to animal welfare and be an instrument of positive change.
Oh. You know what I have to say to that?
What's that?
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Well said, I must say. Indeed. Well said. So, yeah. Now, week 6 is upon us, and in fact, it's already started because the Titans beat the Steelers somehow.
Nice.
I figure we go through some week 6 picks.
Yeah.
I've got all the TCS picks as well as the Tasty Tuesday picks, and we'll throw yours in the mix with ours.
Let's do it.
All right. So Steelers-Titans done. I had picked the Steelers, as had literally everyone else on this list.
Yeah, I probably would have picked them as well.
Yeah, who would have thought that the Titans would have won? Then we have the Chiefs going into Tampa Bay. Who do you have there?
That's a tough one. Both teams are pretty shitty.
Yeah. The Chiefs are without their starting quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. Quinn hasn't done much in his career, and we'll see what he's got. I'll have to go with the Bucks on that one.
All right. So myself, Midlife, and Trigga all took the Bucks, and from Tasty Tuesdays, Brad also took the Buccaneers, and Jenny and Amanda took the Chiefs. So Jenny always takes the road teams, no matter who it is. That's her recipe for success.
Because she takes it up the dirty road?
Yep, right in the butt.
Right? Is that what she said?
What's that?
Isn't that what she said?
Yeah, actually she did. Here it is.
I want you to fuck me in the ass.
Will do.
There you go.
I'm on it. Or in it. Yeah, all over that. The Raiders head to Atlanta. For me, this is an easy pick. I took the Falcons.
Yeah, probably say you're right, Falcons. They're one of the hot teams right now.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Still undefeated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Looking really good. Myself, Midlife Trigger, we all took the Falcons. Brad took the Falcons, and Jenny and Amanda both took the Cowboys. Good luck with Romo. Tony Homo.
Tony Homo.
Yeah. St. Louis heads to Miami.
Wait a second. Did you just blend two games into one? Weren't we talking about the Falcons? And then you said all of a sudden they took the Cowboys?
Oh, you know what? I was reading two things at the same time.
You were.
That was awesome of me.
My sports knowledge comes through.
Yeah. It was the next game down. And then because I said the Cowboys, mistakenly, I just skipped that game and went down to the Rams.
Yeah. So you know what I think you are, Greg?
What's that?
You're fucking hot! Are you out of your mind?
That's what
great I mean. Story. Compelling and rich.
Yes. So let me try this again. The Cowboys are going to be in Baltimore.
Yes.
I took Baltimore.
In Baltimore?
In Baltimore.
I would have said Baltimore myself.
Yes. All of TCS took Baltimore. Brad took Baltimore. And the girls took the Cowboys. So now the Rams head to Miami.
Power matchup.
Yeah. I took the Rams.
In Miami?
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Midlife went with the Dolphins as well.
Yeah.
Trigger went with the Rams. Brad went with the Rams. Jenny went with the Rams. And Amanda went with the Dolphins.
You know what happens when the Dolphins are winning?
What's that?
We're gonna win. You're all going to be saying this.
Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy? What the fuck happened?
Exactly.
Fucking cockiness!
Just a show of drops.
That's great.
Yes. What's next? The Lions head to Philly.
Oh, That's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, I took the Eagles.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go Lions.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Yeah, go with the Lions on that one.
Let's see. All of TCS took the Eagles. Brad and Amanda took the Eagles. Jenny took the Lions.
All right.
Oh, there you go. So you and Jenny.
Yeah.
Cincinnati heads to Cleveland. I went against the grain. I took the Browns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty ballsy of you.
That's very ballsy. I they're going to have a good week this week. I just felt it.
Yeah, I mean, in Cleveland?
In Cleveland.
Still going to go with the Bengals.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of TCS did, as well as all of Tasty Tuesdays. I'm literally the only person that picked the Browns.
Well.
And again, I was the only person that picked the Dolphins last week, and they fucking won. So,
look at that.
Fuck all y'all.
Man, sports knowledge coming through.
Yeah, right there. The Colts head to New York to face the Jets.
I'm going to go Colts.
I too took the Colts. Midlife and Trigger took the Jets. But then again, I'm beating both their asses in the picks so far this season. So
nice.
Brad took the Jets, and the two girls took the Colts. So we'll see what happens.
Smart move.
The Bills heading into Arizona face the Cardinals.
Going with the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was a no-brainer. All of TCS took the Cardinals, though. Brad and Jenny took the Bills, and Amanda took the Cardinals.
All right.
So we'll see. I doubt it.
Yeah.
New England heads to Seattle.
Mm.
I took the Patriots.
Another quality matchup.
Yeah.
I'd say, God, I don't know. I'm going to go Seattle. Go with the upset.
Oh, that is the upset. Everyone here took the Patriots.
The defense is pretty good. The cornerbacks are really good.
Yeah, they do have good defense, and but unfortunately for them, they don't have the replacement refs on their side.
That is true. That is true.
So we'll see. The Vikings head to Washington to face RG3 and the Redskins. I took the Redskins.
Mm. I'm going to go... God, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
It's Redskins and who?
Vikings in Washington.
Oh, I got to go with the Vikings.
Okay. Adrian Peterson.
Too.
Yeah. I took the Redskins, as did Midlife, Trigga, and all of Tasty Tuesdays took the Vikings. So we'll see what happens there. Giants head to San Francisco. No-brainer for me because I'm a Niners fan. I took the Niners.
Yeah, I'd probably take the Niners.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good game, though.
It's pretty good right now.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a great game, hopefully.
Yeah.
All of TCS took the Niners. Brad and Amanda took the Niners. Jenny, that bitch, went against my hopes and dreams and took the Giants.
How dare she.
Right? Green Bay heads to Houston. This is a no-brainer for me. I took Houston.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Houston's undefeated. They're at home.
I know.
Packers aren't playing that well.
But the Packers just lost to the Colts. I think they're going to want a little comeback. They're angry.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess we'll find out.
I think we'll do it.
All right. Well, I took the Texans as well as the rest of TCS. Brad took the Texans. Jenny and Amanda took the Packers. I think Jenny took the Packers because, you know, she likes it in the ass.
I want you to fuck me in the ass.
Will do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then finally, and I know where you're going with this, the Broncos will be in San Diego.
There's only one choice, everybody.
The Broncos?
No.
Oh.
The Chargers, of course.
You and Midlife were the only ones to take the Chargers because you're both Chargers fans. Everyone else took the Broncos.
You know why I took the Chargers?
Because you're a fan?
No, because they did some studies, and this is what they found out.
Oh.
They've done studies, you know.
Exactly.
That's why I took the Chargers.
Yes. Well, that's all the sports news I have for today.
That's it?
Anything else you wanted to share with us?
Fuck no.
Get you off this shit show.
Really?
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yes.
Douche.
Yeah. Just want to remind everybody, I will be on, along with Trigger Mike, the Adam and Reggie show this Sunday morning. It starts 11 o'clock their time, which is 9 o'clock here on the West Coast. They're in St. Louis. Huh?
You're going to get up early, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Wake up at like 8, get my cup of coffee going, and then get my beer going.
A little conference call?
Yeah, we'll be doing the YouTube Live Google Hangout thing.
Nice.
So, yeah, so you guys make sure you check it. We will, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/charitystrike, and at the Charity Strike, no E on Twitter, post a link to catch us there. Look out for that. You can also get it on their Facebook, which would be facebook.com/, I believe, The Adam and Reggie Show. Just search for The Adam and Reggie Show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be like 5 or 6 of us all there. Just talk shit. Have a little sports. We'll talk a little other stuff. It'll be good times.
Why don't you have Adam and Reggie do picks as well? See what they
You know what? We should have. And honestly, we should have had you. I was saying this yesterday. We should have had you from the start picking along with us, and we could have seen who won, and I wish we would have.
We'll just go ahead and say I'd be undefeated by now, so I would have won every single game.
Right.
Yes.
Just because you're a fantasy god doesn't mean you're a picks god, too.
Well, no way to know, because you didn't include me in the beginning of the season.
I know, and I was thinking about that, and I don't know why we didn't. That was stupid of us.
You know why?
Why?
Big bag of douche. You are.
It's true. We are a big bag of douche. So anyways, that's all I got. Check me out on Sunday, the Adam and Reggie Show. Mike will be there too, but really, who cares? He's a fag.
Right.
What else? TheCharityStrike.com. You can get episodes new and old, even future, because we go back to the future like that. Yeah, it's great. Click on our Amazon banner as well as our Audible banner. If you want a free audiobook download, just click on that. We got videos, pictures, all that good shit. Facebook.com/TheCharityStrike, at TheCharityStrike on Twitter. 805-419-3679 is the number to call, as well as text if you'd like to text in. You can also text us some titty pictures. We love those.
Yes.
So I think that's all I got. Thank you for joining us and dropping some sports knowledge on our face.
Well, someone's got to keep this show running and get some viewers and listeners.
Yeah, hopefully we get a little spike in the ratings today, thanks to you. Yeah,
rating spike. Someone loves listening to angry fuckers.
Right.
Tell them like it is.
And you're an angry fucker.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, that's all I got. Hopefully you guys listen to us on Sunday, and hopefully you go jerk off a lot. I know I will.
Go fuck yourself, everybody.
That's right. Goodbye, everybody.